Welcome to the PowerPress Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and I'm your host on this podcast. We share information to empower your podcast. Today, we have Angela Betancourt on the show, and she's a very new podcaster, so say hello.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you for being on. We started down this path a couple months ago, during the summer, I believe, and it's finally time to get you on.
I'm so excited to be on. Thank you so much.
Since I kind of forgot what we were why you reached out in the first place of why you wanted to be on the show, today actually makes our topics make a lot of sense for you. It's all kind of education school-based. So I'm really excited that you are going to be on here with me. But I wanted to get started with the first topic that I had. And today that one is called Podcasting and Education, What Are the Benefits? So I got a lot listed here.
Yes. I was really, really excited to read these articles because it's such a topic I'm passionate about.
Good, good. So the first one is flexibility 24 hours a day, which is obviously a huge draw-in for why people to listen to podcasts. So
absolutely. Yeah, and I think what's really great about podcasts, it's we live really in this kind of in-demand streaming culture where you can just things are accessible when you want them and not necessarily when they're on. For example, I don't watch cable that much because the shows that I watch are on when I'm just not able to watch them. So I want to go online and stream them when I'm ready to watch them, when I have some time. And it's the same thing with the radio. It's really difficult to hear. You may love a program, but if it's on at a particular hour, you can't listen to it, then the next best thing is to be able to just say, that's okay, I'm just going to catch it when I need to, on demand, on streaming. And I think podcasts really introduce that element of listening to things when you have the time to listen to them, when you can really engage with it at your own schedule. So that's very powerful.
And this point makes it so that whether you're in a structured education system, like in high school or college or something like that, or if you're just trying to learn something completely new to you, like a working adult or something like that, this brings that capability so that you can listen whenever you want. It's great.
Exactly. And, you know, I love learning new things all of the time, and to be able to tune in to a podcast where I know it's really on a topic that interests me. I listen to a lot of podcasts on branding and marketing and communications, and to be able to listen to those when I have some free time, it's incredibly valuable.
The next topic is, or the next bullet point they had here was students listen for longer than they'll watch or read. And I am one of those people. I'm not going to read a whole lot if it's something I don't care about, and I'm not going to watch something that I don't care about like at all, but I will have it on in the background.
Yeah, I think I'm someone who I love reading, and I love watching, and I love listening. So I thought this was really interesting on how, and it makes perfect sense that a lot of people will listen to longer than they will watch and read. And I've found myself being able to listen to very long podcasts that I'm not sure if I would watch for that same amount of time, but it's really great to listen in because I can do it while I'm driving, or I can do it while I'm working out, doing other things, and having that as my entertainment, or having that as what I'm tuning into, means that I can listen to things longer than I can read or watch, which I think is quite, I guess I never thought of it that way before until I was reading this interesting article, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I never actually thought about it before either, just because I personally, and I am not exaggerating, fell asleep every single day of my education up until high school or like until I went to college. So I never expected myself to be able to listen to a podcast and actually like be interested and be learning something. But I think in the more intimate nature and the fact that I'm choosing to do it has a lot of influence on me, but very easy to get involved, to get interested in a podcast as opposed to sitting through a lecture.
Yeah. And I love driving. And so I think it's such a great thing to have, to be able to listen to when you're in your car, if you're in traffic, or if you have a long distance to drive. It's such a great time to learn something new and to listen to it. And it's okay that if it's a long podcast, because again, my attention span does does last a little bit longer when I'm listening to things while I'm doing something else. So that's really interesting.
So the next one is actually student created content, which means that students are creating their own type of education podcast or content or something like that, which I would have loved to have done when I was in college. I think like they do that now. Like I literally was 1 year behind, I think, which kind of disappoints me.
No, I think what's really cool about it is that it's never too late to start, right? Mm-hmm. I feel that in general, podcasts are really just now kind of at the beginning and taking off. So I don't think I'm too late to the party.
You're definitely not.
Good. But I was inspired to start a podcast while I was in school as a student and doing my master's degree. So I think podcasts are so useful from that perspective for students to be able to create educational content as in addition to or as a part of their broader learning. I think that's such a valuable tool to have, to be able to podcast.
So these next two are lecture review and make up for missed classes, which in my opinion are kind of, they very much go together. It's saying that you were there for the lecture, you took the notes, but maybe you missed something, or maybe you just want to hear it again. Maybe you just weren't paying attention, or maybe you just weren't there at all.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I mean, again, it's such an interesting way of, I think back in the day, people recorded, right? Like they would record old school style, record with some sort of recorder mm-hmm. or something of that nature. But now you can actually make it an extension of a course, in that if you did miss class or if you just missed something that the professor said, you can just go back and listen to it again, which it's very valuable to have that resource.
I really realized how valuable it might be until right after I graduated college. I had a couple friends go into med school, and they were like, yeah, I listened to the lectures over and over again because it's so much content. And I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. That is definitely an instance of knowledge overhaul while you're there. So,
right. And it's so great to just be able to tap into that, right? Again, when you need a refresher on something or when you need to, right? Like have access to that for paper that you might be writing, or even down the line in work, if you need to kind of reference something, it's great to just be able to go back and listen to what was said. I think that's very powerful.
The next two are consistency of student experience and benefits for mental and visual impairments. And I think these two go together because by releasing it as a podcast, you're making sure that everyone is getting the same information, but then the benefits from mental and visual impairments mean, you know, maybe they weren't able to hear you very well, or that they just weren't paying attention, or maybe they're dyslexic and they just want to be able to listen to you. It's really just making information available to everyone in a way that is accessible.
Right. The podcasts become inclusive when, or podcasts are inclusive when, you know, people learn in different ways. And there have been so many different studies about that, with how people best absorb information and are able to process information, whether it's visually or they physically need to do it or they need to hear it. And I think podcasts add that extra dimension of learning and makes it more inclusive for people that have impairments. So it's just another great benefit to podcasts. And I think that I certainly see it as an added on benefit to my learning process, because I do find that even if I read something or watch something, it's really great to also hear something and to hear it, perhaps it in more depth, and to hear, perhaps a different explanation or perspective on that, I think really makes for a more engaging learning experience for me. So I think it's really interesting. This article includes that point specifically on mental and visual impairments, because it does, podcasts does make it more inclusive. So I think that's great.
That goes right into their last one, which isn't really a specific one. It's just saying, like, where can you go next with this? And, like, how can you use this podcasting content and idea in education to get your students more involved and to have them kind of take things to the next level? It's like, this could make people more interested. This could be a new type of material that you could use. This could be a new, you know, a learning thing for them. It's really so many possibilities. And that's just what they're focusing on is look at the benefits, look at the possibilities of this.
And yeah, and that was my takeaway too, is that there's so much opportunity. Podcast is another platform to create content and another platform to give people an opportunity to express themselves and again, add that and introduce a different dimension of information and knowledge and sharing of information and learning, which I think in today's world is more valuable than ever.
This article was from the podcast host, which is from Colin Gray, who I'm very familiar with. He is he's a big part of the podcasting community, but this was an article from January of 2017, but is incredibly relevant and will continue to be. So on that note, I wanted to talk about your show and why you got it started and what it is. And it's still very, very new. So how about you tell us about that?
Yes, thank you. It is super new. I love podcasts. I've wanted to, and I love creating content, and I love content in various forms. And the last year or two, I've just gotten increasingly interested in the whole podcasting space. And while in doing my master's degree, which I just completed in August.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Part of that was to create a leadership development plan to just help me kind of break down what my goals are for leadership and in my field moving into the future. And one of the things that I put on there is creating more content and generating more content that not just positions me as a thought leader, but gives me a platform to tell more stories and to engage with people and to learn and to try to package all of that in a way that would be fun and interesting and different and also give me a learning opportunity as well. And so I started the podcast called Five Things You Didn't Know. Mm-hmm. And the title is pretty self-explanatory in that I want to speak with industry leaders across a variety of fields and learn five things that listeners didn't know about them or their industry. I thought of this idea because I love learning from other people. And I think that learning from them in kind of these like bite chunks or as an icebreaker in terms of asking them for five things is a good way to kind of build a connection with someone to set the foundation for more genuine discussion on different topics. And I just thought it would be kind of fun. So the idea was to launch this podcast and start interviewing people that are just doing great things in their particular industry and also start to introduce the kind of a component of how do they communicate with their audiences to tie in that broader communications topic, which I'm very passionate about as a communicator myself. And so, yes, Five Things You Didn't Know is extremely new. And I was just very excited to find a platform like Blueberry to help me on this journey because I really felt like I'm not sure where to start here, but luckily there are so many good resources to help get that process off the ground today, the same day as this podcast covering an organization called the Little Dream Foundation that I really like and really like what they're doing. But what's very cool about it is that it's co-founded by Oriane and Phil Collins, the Phil Collins. Wow. And I had the opportunity to sit with both of them yesterday, actually, and learn five things that listeners didn't know about the Little Dreams Foundation. So that was very cool. And that is actually the first full-length episode. I already posted a recording that was a little bit of a trailer to share five things about myself and just to give a little bit of an introduction to what the podcast is all about. So yeah, very excited to have Oriane and Phil Collins as my first official guests.
That's amazing. No one ever says those are going to be their first guests.
I know. I'm very thrilled. I'm very excited. It was very cool to meet them. They are, you know, they're just amazing. Oriane has, in addition to being a philanthropist and a businesswoman, you know, she has her jewelry line of just gorgeous jewelry, and her background is amazing and very inspiring. And then, you know, of course, you have Phil Collins, which is Phil Collins,
right?
And so. It was at an event, and I there were so many people there and everybody wants to talk to them and take pictures of them and all of that. But it was very cool that I had the opportunity to sit with them for a couple of minutes and just learn a little bit more about the foundation, which I didn't even know. So the foundation's been around for many years, and it's something that I really wanted to put a light on because I really feel passionate about the work that they're doing. And so they really shared things that I had no idea about, which is great. And I'm hoping that the listeners will learn these five new things. But what's also very cool is that their son, Nicholas, who is also Phil's drummer, who's 16 years old, had a little, he kind of popped up at the table. And so that was kind of fun because there was like a brief couple seconds of cameo of him in there, which is very cool. And so, yeah, so those are my two guests. And yeah, I'm really excited to post that actually tonight.
So obviously, at this point, when this episode goes out, like, 5 days after or so, people can listen to this episode now. But I wanted to ask you, have you done any type of interviewing before, like on a regular basis or anything like that?
I have done some interviewing before, actually. Several years ago, a couple friends and I, we had a vlog of sorts where we were interviewing celebrities, which was a lot of fun. And that it was just to interview them and just find out what they were doing and what they were up to. So that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that experience. But I've also throughout my career have sat down with a lot of incredible people to learn about them for reasons of writing about them or blogging about them or just understanding a little bit more of what they are trying to do with their businesses and then using that to tell broader stories. So CEOs, entrepreneurs, it's been really interesting talking to a lot of different people over the last more than 10 years in different areas of business and agriculture and renewable energy space that are just really doing wonderful things in their space. And you know, I feel like I've learned so much from all of these people over the years and wanted to, that was also kind of inspiring me about this podcast was creating something that people can listen to. My podcasts range right now, they're ranging from about like 15 minutes to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of bite-sized, if you will. And I think it's something people can listen to, you know, again, like as this article points out, at any time, while they're driving, while they're washing the dishes,
yep,
while they're cleaning their room, whatever, because I think the intention is for it to be not very long so that they are easily digestible, but also so that people can walk away thinking, okay, those are five things I really didn't know, but now I do. So there's that kind of educational component to it. And I hope that listeners will enjoy it. I'm really excited to go on this journey and continue to interview people. I already have other interviews that I've done. I just have to kind of edit them and start posting them over the next couple of weeks. But
that's really smart.
I didn't want to. I want to be consistent. I think consistency is important, and I want people to know that each week they can. I want them to start looking forward to it, and I'm excited to start kind of engaging with listeners and getting feedback from them, and I encourage them to go on the website and leave comments and to, you know, let me know what they think so far. And I'm really excited to have this platform to bring new information to listeners that I hope is interesting and fun and engaging.
So you said that you know, at the beginning you were looking for a company that was going to be able to kind of be there with you as you got started. And
yes,
we started talking about this a couple months ago and you were like, I'm launching in the fall. Maybe we should talk in the fall. And here we are. And did you have any, like, what were some pros and cons in between that time of when you were like getting ready for the podcast and like starting to book people and interview and learn to edit and get the website up and, you know, just get submitted to Apple and everything?
Yeah. So the pros and cons, a lot of those.
Starting a podcast is not a favorite thing for anyone.
Let's start with the cons, okay. Right? So one of the cons, I had no idea what I'm doing.
Yes.
Like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Should I be doing this? All of these types of questions. Am I really going to do this? Is this really a thing? Maybe I shouldn't do it. So the cons, I think, were a lot of just overthinking and thinking too much and overanalyzing, which I tend to do sometimes. So that was a big con. And then there was kind of like a fear around doing it as well. And then I think another con was, so the first con was kind of just me being in my own way and just having doubts and thoughts and all of that. And then I think the second con after that con, I kind of got over that, was the tech. Like, okay, I'm definitely doing this, but now how do I actually do this? Where do I host it? How do I get this started? And luckily there's podcasts about starting podcasts.
Yes.
Which is really helpful.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there's a whole community out there of people that teach how to do this. And so there was a lot of tuning into that and a lot of research and a lot of just trial and error and just learning and getting things set up. So the tech part of it was a con at first, because again, where do I begin? Other people just make it sound so easy. And so that was a con at first. And then I think another con was managing my own expectations and timing. So kind of really coming with the realistic approach of what makes sense here. So now I figured out the tech part, had some wonderful people on support teams that helped me when I had no idea what to do, or when I knew I was pushing the wrong button or uploading the wrong thing and just being wrong.
Podcasting is one of those things where you don't know what you are doing wrong. It's like, well, you don't know what questions to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. I just know, I'm like, this isn't working. Why isn't this working? Why is this link broken? Yeah, seriously. Like, oh my gosh, I just don't know. So thank you for saying that, because I'm like, this can't possibly just be me.
Oh my God.
Because
I felt like that so many times. I did this week.
Oh, and you've been doing this.
Yes.
So you're not right. So, okay. So I know also that this is, for me especially, that I will continue to just have no idea.
You just have to embrace this is what I know. Podcasting is constantly changing as well. So you're never going to know anything. Like, you're never going to know all of it at the same time.
Yeah. And I still know nothing. You know, and I think also like equipment, like what do I need?
Yeah.
So I'm like on Amazon, like Googling stuff. I just, you know, checking out on Amazon Prime, what's available, what's out there, what should I be, what equipment? So a lot of questions like that. Still don't know really fully. I'm kind of going learning as I go along and just embracing that I'm learning along. You know, I'm learning 5 things every day that I didn't know about podcasting. Which is another, you know, interesting thing about the title of my podcast.
Exactly.
Because it's just this ongoing learning, like, oh, and then those oh moments are so great. Like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good segue into the pros, is once I figured out certain things, then it was so much easier to move forward, right? And to kind of get the next things going. And the pros are just learning this process is wonderful, to be honest, because I really feel like I'm much more a part of this podcast community, which I think is really cool. And being able to learn about what goes into creating a nice sounding podcast and learning that the nicer it sounds, the more that really went into it, right?
Yeah.
And so I listen to podcasts in a completely different way now. I just have such an appreciation for all the stuff that's going on that we don't see. And that's made me a better listener, really. And listening in for how they've melded the music and how they've just the volume of things and how things are kind of in harmony are all very, very cool. And I'm learning that now. And that's really exciting for me. And then another pro is I've always been so excited about talking to people, interviewing people. I do a lot of freelance writing, so I've interviewed a lot of people in that capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to talk to them now and interview them and to be able to have this audio version of this interaction, to me is very, very, very cool. I think back on people that I've interviewed for articles that I've written, and I'm thinking, you know, really our interaction with me interviewing them was so cool that I wish I had the audio of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the back and forth and just that dialogue and the conversation was so much fun. And I'm just not sure that it translate the same way when I put that down on paper and someone's reading that. And so it's cool now that I can still add a nice description and still add text in terms of what's going on in the podcast, but that instead of reading it, people can just kind of throw themselves into the conversation and how that went along. So yeah, so I think it's understanding how, you know, to interview people, to start thinking ahead of what's going to be really great. I'm positive that the first couple of episodes of this podcast will sound very different than a podcast, you know, 6-7 months from now.
It always will.
And that's great, because that means that I've learned better and that I've learned some new stuff. Maybe I got a new microphone on Amazon, I don't know, and things just sound better and things are mixed better, and that the topics are a little bit more, have kind of advanced a little bit more. And so I'm just excited about this whole journey. And I think this kind of pros and cons thing is just part of the whole experience of podcasting. I know for a fact that there will be things that I'm going to screw up majorly, mm-hmm. and will then have to learn how to rescue myself from that to still put out something that people will want to listen to. So I almost hope that people have a little bit of compassion for me as I start off down this road.
I think we all do that. And I think podcasters themselves, going back to what you said before about how becoming a podcaster has made you more appreciative and in tune with actually listening to different podcasts, is that you appreciate them more, you can tell when things are going right, kind of, or you can tell when, you know, maybe they flubbed here and they had to patch it together and make it work and make it into something better than it was originally. And, you know, going from there, it's just, you're always going to be doing something different with your podcast. It's never going to be the same thing. It's going to evolve into something else. Like that's not a bad thing. It's definitely a good thing. So you're always going to be learning, like you said.
And that's wonderful. And it's super great to hear it from you. And I'm just excited about this journey. And I think this might also be the first podcast that I've been on. I think
I love doing that. I love doing that.
I think
so much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this is. I think I've like called into. Yeah, I think officially, because I've mm-hmm. had like, there have been like radio programs that I've called into for works related stuff, but they were like actual radio programs.
Right.
So I think this is my first, definitely the first podcast I'm talking about, my new podcast, which is really amazing.
Yes.
So I'm so excited about the whole thing, and just super appreciative that you guys had me on, and that you're taking the time to speak with me. Because it really means a lot to me, and I'm just excited to share this, of course, and also to continue down this journey and continue to learn more and watch this podcast grow and evolve. It's like a child.
It really is. It's like your child or your pet. It's you have to water it and make sure it's growing mm-hmm. and like, you know, feed it and everything. And it really does feel that way. I'm so happy that you like actually reached out to me, because you were actively making sure and like getting involved in the podcast community, which is what we love to be able to do for people. Yeah, it's great that we offer like the hosting and the stats and websites and whatever, because that makes having a podcast possible and easier. But what we want to do is actually, you know, have people be excited about this hobby of theirs, or, you know, doing this for their job or whatever it is. We want to make sure that people are, you know, excited about what they're doing. So getting to talk to you and, you know, people like you that are getting started and just want to dive in is really great.
Yeah. And like, I can't thank you enough, because it's like, just as you mentioned, I reached out because I want to very much be a part of the podcast community, and I want mm-hmm. to continue to learn, and I want to continue to be able to, you know, get advice and wisdom from podcasts like this podcast and from you and from just the community in general, and to give me a little bit of that kind of reassurance that I'm kind of launching into this space now with you know, support system and people that are out there doing the same, and it's very exciting. So I'm just really happy that I had the opportunity to be a part of this.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to your show, and remind people again how they can listen to it.
Yeah, so they can go to, it's on blueberry.com, and the show is called Five Things You Didn't Know, and it's F-I-V-E, the number five spelled out, Five Things You Didn't Know. And then fivethingsyoudidn'tknow.com is also the website where there's additional information, and you can also listen to the podcast there.
Good. So this is another segue into another thing about education that I want to talk about. Something that's going on in the podcasting community is, the article is from The Week, and it's called, Is Podcasting the Future of Education? And when I started reading this, I just looked it up out of curiosity of education, and then continued to read and find out it has the guy that is putting on Sound Education, a conference that we are attending, which is why I was thinking about education podcasts in the first place. So that actually just kind of ended up working out, but it's focusing on how popular education podcasts are becoming and then going on from there.
Yeah, I love this article because I love things that are kind of looking at where certain industries are heading and what the potential is for industries, and taking a look at podcasts and how it can affect the educational system is really a fascinating topic, and I think very relevant for today, considering how popular podcasts are becoming, and that the main thing people do listen to is educational type of information. I think that podcasts are, because they're so easily accessible, mm-hmm. they're very inclusive, right? You can listen to, there's so many podcasts about every subject, I think, that you can go on there and listen and learn from top people and in their field, professors, industry experts, CEOs, branding gurus. There's just so much out there. It's all there. And you can learn at your own pace on a variety of different subjects, quality, you know, you can learn in a quality way about different topics. And, you know, I think that's a big game changer. You know, when I think about like these kind of free online courses, for example, mm-hmm. that are disrupting a little bit the traditional model of going into a classroom and paying for a particular degree or certificate, you have these platforms that are now introducing free classes taught by top universities. Mm-hmm. In many cases, it's the exact same class you would have gotten in a traditional model that are offered now for free. Yeah. So it's really interesting to see what's going on in that space.
It's a little leveling the playing field.
Yeah.
Like you said, with inclusivity. They said that Zach Davis is the one that's putting on Sound Education, and he works for the Harvard Divinity School, and he has the show Ministry of Ideas. And regardless of the show, he's focusing on how he's talking about philosophical topics, but then bringing it into like relevant world topics as well. That's what it seems like. I haven't actually listen to it, but I probably will. And so there are so many different ways that people can go with this, but it's also setting a tone that people are receptive to, because nowadays you're just getting bombarded with information at all times.
Right.
And you get tiny bits of it. You never get a full, well thought out spectrum of a topic or something like that. And this is, podcasts are making that available. Someone's like, I spent 25 minutes talking about this one topic, or I spent an hour diving into this, and here's a real discussion on it. And I think people are drawn to that just because we don't know what else to do at this point.
Right. Yeah. And I think when you think of things like, you know, this Ministry of Ideas, I haven't listened to it either, but it's really interesting that you're looking at someone who's presenting ideas from a religious perspective, mm-hmm. or from a, you know, theological perspective. I try to think about where else would I tune in to something like that that's not in a theology class or perhaps in a place of religious worship, mm-hmm. right? Like, where else would those ideas be present.
No, you bring up a very good point of, say you do want to have these, or, you know, hear these conversations or think about these ideas, and you just, you never had a place to go for it, of that openness and that vulnerability to listen to it yourself, and but hear someone else be discussing it as well, and, you know, you're able to like fully grasp it, I guess, without right. the fear of the organization that you're getting the information from. It's like you're allowed to take in the information by yourself.
Right. Yeah. And I think for the person who's using podcasts, you know, in this particular case as their platform mm-hmm. and tying it into current events, again, you kind of introduce this perspective in a way that listeners, number one, probably would have access to before, unless mm-hmm. they went to a particular place, or that wouldn't have necessarily taken a second look at that kind of a topic. Mm-hmm. But because it's tied into current events and because it is now accessible to them in a way that they can listen to it on their own time, I think you can now tap into this kind of big new audience of people. Podcasts for me have given me an opportunity to tune into something or listen to something that on any topic that, and this happened to me a couple of times, that I wouldn't have thought of before or mm-hmm. wouldn't have crossed my mind. But because I'm looking through, you know, podcasts on iTunes, for example, now I'm just scrolling through to the different categories, different genres, suddenly I'm like, oh, what's this? And let me just take a minute to start listening to it. It really opens me up to a variety of topics and ideas and things that I wouldn't have found before or would have thought of engaging with before. So
continuing with that, it said in here something that I was actually a little surprised by. And it said about 40% of people that are listening to podcasts at this point lack a degree, like lack a bachelor's degree or something like that, which is definitely a changing demographic from what it has been in the past. But it also goes into the fact that they're saying a significant amount of millennials are listening to podcasts, and millennials are, you know, anyone that's born from like 86 to like 97 or something like that. Some of these people aren't even at the age where they would have been, you know, that we're on the cusp of people that would be the age that they would be graduating college. So it's kind of focusing on like these people are listening to this at younger and younger ages, and it's starting to show up in like in the popular genres and start to actually have an impact on the demographics of podcast listeners.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that too. It was 43% of podcast listeners lacking a college degree. I thought I had no idea. That really surprised me.
That one, I think, I definitely want to look into.
Yeah, I really want to look a little bit more into that and just understand how that came to be, or because it's really interesting to me. And again, I think it's because the inclusivity of the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And I think there would probably be really interesting statistics as well on people that are accessing some of these free courses, for example.
Yes.
Right? Like people that computer science data or something that probably wouldn't have explored that as a way of something that they'd want to learn, mm-hmm. Suddenly can do that because these different platforms are offering it for free, and they can just go on there and learn the same way that someone else learned that in a classroom. And I think the same thing with podcasts is they're so accessible that, you know, if there was something that you didn't get to learn about or always wanted to learn about, you have that opportunity now to do that. I'm certainly a person that over the years have wanted to learn a variety of different things or get certifications in a lot mm-hmm. of different things or just take a deeper dive into a topic that really wasn't necessarily related to my career that I love, but that I still was curious about.
Yeah.
And now it's like I have the opportunity to learn these things and for free in most cases. And that's great. That's fantastic. And that's wonderful that you can listen to podcasts from anywhere that, you know, you have an internet connection and access to the internet, and you can get access to a podcast and learn from those podcasts. And that's wonderful. It really does even the playing field. It provides an extra educational resource for people that are yearning to learn about different things. And that's a beautiful thing.
It really does. That's just one of my favorite things about podcasts, is that they're free, because I already pay for so much other types of content. And this one is, you know, so broad as well of what could I learn about that, that it just is so refreshing to have it just be available and whenever you want it to.
Exactly. Exactly. And that it's something that you can do while doing something else, mm-hmm. for people that, you know, are need to clean, or that need to, or that are driving, or that have very long commutes, whether they're driving or not, long commutes on the train, you know, long commutes. And you can even download them and listen to them on a flight.
Yeah.
So
done that many times.
Really, me too. And especially very long flights. It's such a great, it's so easy to access. And I think, again, it gives people that might not have been exposed to a particular topic before, or that have been curious about knowing more about a particular topic, there's a podcast for them, really. I think that, you know, there was also this other statistic on this article that says, like, in the last 4 years, the popularity of podcasts has doubled. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to continue to have a lot of growth. I think we're going to continue to see people listening more and more and more to podcasts, and that people that already have platforms, and this is true, there are people on television and the news that have, you know, they have their television platform, but now they also have their podcast platform. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great. I think it gives just another way for people to access information, and to learn about the things that you're trying to communicate.
You know, it's a little different than kind of what we've been talking about, but it just made me think. So I live in Ohio, and the new season of Serial, season 3, came out very recently, and it was all recorded and is all done about the Cleveland, Ohio court system. And yes. My sister just so happens to live in Cleveland, and she is super excited about this new season. She's like, I'm learning so much about Cleveland that I never knew, and I've lived here for years.
Yep.
And it, I mean, it's not that typical, like, it doesn't fit into that box of what you consider an education podcast, but she is probably learning so much about what is happening in her own city.
Yeah, because I listen to, right, exactly, because think about all the context you have to provide when mm-hmm. when you're talking about any type of crime that's been committed anywhere. You know, you have to kind of provide this context of oftentimes historical context.
Yep.
Oftentimes you have to speak to people that are involved or were involved and
typically seem inaccessible.
Yep. And how they, if they were involved, their perspective, mm-hmm. it's, you just learn so much. I listen to a lot of things, you know, about conflict, international conflicts and war and terrorism. Mm-hmm. There's so much that I've picked up on podcasts, just listening to these podcasts that go into these deep dives, right, on terrorist groups. And it's really hard to do that without providing that foundation, setting that stage, painting that broader picture,
right,
to then zone in on the particular topic. And yeah, and to be able to listen to something that's based on the area that you live, I think makes it even that much more engaging, right? Because you're listening to it now from, it's close to home. It is home. Mm-hmm. You know, you've walked down that street, you've seen that, those buildings, you know, those neighborhoods, right. And they're mentioning it there as it relates to something major that happened. Mm-hmm. I think just gives a completely different view, you know, viewpoint and perspective. So it's just a completely different way to immerse yourself and to learn. And I think immersion is a great way to learn and to absorb information.
It really is. I feel like with educational podcasts, the hosts will go in knowing that the people listening and learning know nothing about this, that they have no background information, they have no context, they have, you know, this might be something that the they have never heard about or know nothing about. And so they go in with that ease of, I'm going to make this as easy as possible to understand, which doesn't always happen in a classroom type setting where they're like, all right, well, you're in this class, you should already at least have like a base of some type of understanding. So I think that's another reason why people are so drawn to them in the first place, is that they're like, well, this is much easier to understand than the typical thing. And if I don't understand it and don't like it, I can just stop listening.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what's so great and interesting about podcasts, particularly around ones that are like this ongoing series where you pick up where you left off at the following, you know, and then you really, you know, kind of almost have to really start at the beginning and like listen in as the story unfolds like this, you know, it's
like, yeah, they'll do a catch up. They're like, on this past episode, we talked about this.
Exactly. So those are, because, you know, that's such wonderful storytelling. I think the ones that are kind of like these investigative journalistic pieces, they're super fascinating. And then you have more episodic. Is that a word?
Yes, it's definitely a word.
Oh, okay, good. Episodic type of podcast where each, you know, each thing kind of stands on its own. And again, there's, you can listen to both types and get walk away from these podcasts having learned so much information and having a new perspective of and way of embracing something. And maybe it inspires you to go out there and do your own research and continue to learn more about it and talk to other people. That's another great thing about podcasts. You know, I've had friends in the past, you tell me you have to listen to this podcast because this is what's going on. And just to hear that passion in their voice is very fun and exciting and made me get into podcasts. So, you know, you also can, it's a communal thing where you can talk about it and start conversation and dialogue and encourage other people to listen to it or ask someone to listen to it so that they can then come back to you with their perspective and outlook on what they heard. And I think it's just really fantastic way to bring up important issues, put a spotlight on things that are important in a community and in the broader country or the world. There's a lot of power there with these types of podcasts that teach you something.
That's very true. The power of the community of podcasting with podcasters and podcast listening is so fascinating. And I'm so happy that you're now part of it.
Me too. Really, I am. It's so excited. I'm excited for what's to come, the journey. I'm very much looking forward to this, you know, whole process.
I'm definitely going to be paying attention to your podcast. So I suggest that everyone else as well, specifically if you're interested in marketing. So once again, thank you, Angela, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. It's been amazing.
Okay, everyone, I do not have a PowerPress tip from Sean Thorpe on this episode, but next one, you'll be sure to get one. So thank you all for listening. Please subscribe, and I'll see you next time.
Bye.